all of us, when we look at or when we consider cycling, you know, safety is one aspect that we all consider. And particularly as parents, you know, we consider the safety of our children as, you know, utmost importance. So I think when we can invest into the infrastructure for cycling to make it safer, to make the planning phase more considerate towards cycling, as they are, you know, creating new roads and new infrastructure, transport infrastructure, then I think that's massively important. And I think that the announcement today is very much in keeping with that, and it's great news.
Where we cover, one of the areas is Milton Keynes. It was sort of designed and built 40, 50 years ago now, and they thought ahead. They put cycleways into the towns. So it's very difficult to retrofit a town, isn't it? So how do you go about making an area safe?
I think there's two issues. One is certainly retrofitting. There's elements that can be done, but I think there's elements, obviously, that you know, for obvious reasons, it's quite difficult. But I think, you know, at some point in time, if we start getting cycling to be involved in the planning process and the planning stage, then over time, we will see, you know, changes, and I think that's massively important. With regards to the speed limits, I think we all know that slower speeds or traffic speeds, it's not the roads that are dangerous, it's the road users which are dangerous, and let's be clear. So I think if we also know that reducing speed limits has a direct impact on safety. So that, you know, we're fully supportive of those areas where the speed limits have been dropped down to 20 miles an hour. I think it's a good thing. So I think that, you know, they're separate issues, but all part of the jigsaw of making cycling safer and more accessible.
I mean, you mentioned the drivers. We always get, whenever we do phone-ins about cycling on our station, we always get listeners calling up saying, oh, well, it's the cyclists. They jump red lights, they get in the way, there's 40 of them at the traffic light and so on. There is an uneasy relationship, isn't there, between cyclists and drivers. That's going to take a bit of time to change, isn't it?
Well, I think the key thing is, you know, I think if you looked at any activity in, which involves humans, there are always going to be those who, you know, push the boundaries, shall we say. But I think it's a question of respect, and you know, I think the idea of a road is that to share the road and to share the road properly. And I couldn't agree more that, you know, jumping through traffic lights is unacceptable for cyclists. I think, and we as the cycling community have to take responsibility and use the road wisely and with thought for car users and vice versa. And I think if we showed a bit more empathy with one another, then I'm sure that the roads will become a lot safer.